With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance speaking today at a rally in North Carolina. For Mr. Trump, his first outdoor appearance since that assassination attempt last month. And he quickly commented on the Biden-Harris foreign and economic policies.
And what happened to our country with inflation and with disrespect from all over the world, and all these wars are starting all over the place. And we're very close to a third world war, and don't kid yourself, because they are laughing, but they're not laughing too much. You're a little worried about a certain person winning the election. We had some very good polls today.
And he quickly adds he will beef up the military and U.S. energy and oil reserves.
So after years of horrific depletion with the comrade sending our missiles and airplanes, ammunition to other countries, I will make a historic investment in rebuilding the U.S. armed forces. I did that once before, but I have to do it again because they've depleted it, just like they've depleted the strategic oil reserves, you know.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans calling on the Supreme Court to block 40,000 people in Arizona from voting in November. Bernie Bennett explains why.
The Republican National Committee is urging the Supreme Court to intervene in an Arizona election dispute this week and block up to 40,000 of the state's registered voters from casting ballots in the presidential race. Republican state lawmakers said that these voters did not provide proof of their citizenship when they were registered, and now they should be barred from voting in person or by mail. The fast-track appeal may signal whether the conservative court is ready to intervene in partisan election disputes. The Arizona Republicans ask for a decision by Thursday because counties will soon begin to print ballots. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Alaska Air, one step closer to buying Hawaiian Airlines. That after the Justice Department chose not to challenge the $1.9 billion deal. This is SRN News. Something very special is coming to the Museum of the Bible.
The Washington, D.C. landmark is teaming up with the Israel Antiquities Authority to display an ancient mosaic that adorned a Christian worship site in Syria. The 1,800-year-old artwork was discovered just 20 years ago by Israeli archaeologists and has never been on display in Washington, D.C. before. Museum spokesman Bobby Duke calls the mosaic, quote, one of the most important archaeological discoveries for understanding the early Christian church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern sounding an alarm about the anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures, which purport to protect religious freedom, are actually a way of legally persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen are just a few of the nations where it is illegal for a person to discuss their faith. This is SRN News. U.S. economy adding 818,000 fewer jobs from April of 23 through March of this year than were originally reported.
The Labor Department says job growth averaged 174,000 a month in the 12 months that ended in March, a drop of 68,000 a month from the 242,000 that were initially reported. The revised total adds to evidence that the job market has been steadily slowing. It also likely reinforces the Federal Reserve's plan to start cutting interest rates soon.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, those revisions are preliminary. Final numbers are said to be issued in February of next year. Numbers on Wall Street at this hour, steadying in the green. The Dow is up 31 points. NASDAQ is up nearly 60 at this hour. More details at srnnews.com.